Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. What a great privilege to share God's word this day. In Luke 15:1, it says, the people came near him to listen to him. When we really come to know Jesus and understand his love for us, that we are being redeemed by his precious blood, there should be a longing to know him. In Matthew, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Luke 15, when they said they came near him to hear him, he used that as a platform to talk about three particular parables. One is the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the son, the lost son. And again, as they were recovered, what joy. It says there was joy in heaven. We also have been called by God. The closer we are to him, as we listen to him. Another example I can think of is in Mark chapter 10:17. There was a rich young man came running to Jesus. He knelt and started talking to Jesus. You know, when we show that enthusiasm and eagerness to hear from him, in Psalm 89:15, it says, blessed are those who hear the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. They shall rejoice in thee all the day long. Let us come near him and to hear him. So this young man came near him. He came running. He came to listen to him. And also in Mark 12:37, it says, some of the people were so taken up with Christ that they said the common people enjoyed listening to him in Mark 12:37. So let us ask the Lord to give us a thirst and a hunger for God this year and the coming years. Once we begin to understand the love of God, we will be almost compelled to share this good news, this too great a treasure to be hoarded. Let us really love the Lord with great joy. In Isaiah 12:3, it says that we may draw from the wells of salvation with joy, that we may sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. Every time I look at the Bible, I'm just humbled that God has given us these 66 books, and he's trusting us so that we may know him. As Paul says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And one day we're going to see him face to face. Let us draw near him to listen to him, and that we may truly enjoy his company. He loves our company. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.